Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you for listening. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys and send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. You really want to follow. You want to become a fan. This weekend I'm giving away some movie tickets. Also, I'm going to be giving away a copy of Taina Seeley's album, War Cry, so you want to check that out. And you never know what might be coming up next. Dinner tickets, you know, last weekend I gave away an iTunes gift certificate, I give away books, all kinds of things. So you really want to follow. This morning, wow, Taina's known me for a long time. Taina used to take care of my baby for me. But Taina is also a very talented musician, artist, activist. She also has a band, La Banda Rebelda, and she's a 2005 Transformation Award winner from the Leeway Foundation. They give women artists in the Pennsylvania area grants to, you know, use art to make a change in people's lives. She's worked with Ursula Rucker, Sonia Sanchez, Dead Prez, Immortal Technique, Tyrone Hill of the Sun Ra Orchestra. So she's out there. She's traveling around the globe. Right now, we're trying to help her reclaim the thunder with her Reclaim the Thunder tour. She's trying to bring free performances for social justice organizations in the U.S. and in the Europe. So you really want to support her. I will be posting the link again. I've done it before on Twitter and Facebook, but it's kickstarter.com/projects/TainaSeeley/ReclaimTheThunderTour, but I'll be posting that so that you can know, because it's a little long, it's a mouthful. But good morning, Taina.
Good morning, Joy. How's it going?
Oh, it's wonderful here. It's sunny, finally. Yesterday was rainy and nasty. How about you? You're up in Albany, yeah?
Yes, the weather has been sort of wild here. You know, you never know. You get flurries 1 minute and then sunshine the next. I guess that's where the state of the world is right now. But
always, always in a flux. So talk to me about this Reclaim the Thunder tour that you're going to be doing.
Well, you know, as you know, my my work and my life and my music has always been focused on social change, social justice stuff, you know, and that's where my heart lies. And oftentimes we will get people who are interested in bringing us, you know, say for their social justice organization or their community center or their school, like a high school, and they'll say, you know, we have a benefit concert coming up, or, you know, that we'd love you to perform for. We have like a consciousness raising effort that we'd, you know, like you to do fun, you know, help us on, or, you know, there's a high school students that would love your music. But often those organizations are underfunded, and, you know, it's tricky for them to bring our music to their venue, to their space. So this is what we are seeing as sort of a call to bridge that gap, you know. We are a six-piece, you know, group, and it costs money to travel and to, you know, accommodations and feed and all the different things that go into bringing music to different places. But we want to do it. And so the Reclaim the Thunder tour, we're pre-fundraising to offer 15 free shows on our U.S. and European tour this fall to select organizations, select social justice organizations, community centers, and schools. So that we can say, yes, we are coming for free, you got us. and
I want to play some more of your music so people can hear why they should support Kickstarter. This is a piece called Prison Break. This is off of War Cry album, Taina Seeley and Lavanda Rebelde. Wow. Talking about prisons, I've had a couple people on here. I just had a former Black Panther, Jamal Joseph, on talking about his book called Panther Baby and, you know, his three different incidents of being in prison. As you know, and you fight all the time for Mumia, he's in prison right now. What's your thought about this prison industrial complex and how can we get a prison break?
Wow, you know, it's something that is near and dear to my heart. I actually work with the New York State Prisoner Justice Network, and you know, we do a lot of work around prisoner justice. And you know, I'm really a big fan of Michelle Alexander's new book, The New Jim Crow, because
yes,
I think
what
it talks, it really makes that connection between prisons and slavery. You know, and the Jim Crow era and how this is continuing. So, you know, I am really a believer in restorative justice, and you know, I think that we have a lot of changes to do, not just in the prison system, but in this entire system. You know, it's really going to be it needs to be a holistic process of transformation in this country and in this world. But certainly, the U.S. prison system has some serious problems that we need to address immediately, you know.
Well, we have more people in prison. We have more people in prison than any other, you know, country in the globe. And there are more people of brown and, you know, people of color, Latino, African-American. I mean, are African-Americans committing more crimes than Caucasian-Americans and Asian-Americans? I mean, really? I mean, what's your thought about that?
I mean, to me, just that obvious, you know, the disproportionate amount of people of color, particularly Black and Latinos, incarcerated in, you know, in the United States, just shows how you know, how racist the prison system and the so-called justice system is, you know, and you know, we have to really examine, you know, why so many Blacks and Latinos are being incarcerated and being
wrongly arrested, stop and frisk is a big deal.
Exactly.
You know?
I mean, there's so many, on so many different levels, you know, you see problems with the so-called justice system. So, you know, it's really frightening, you know, as a mother, you know, of a Black child, you know, growing up in this world, I'm worried. You know, my father was incarcerated for years, my brother was incarcerated for years, and you know, I think this is something that is definitely should be of great concern to everybody, but particularly Blacks and Latinos in this country. You know, I fight not just for my people, but most specifically for my son, you know, and my child
to
come into this world, you know.
Let me play another one of your songs. This is Ancient Architecture. This is from Taina Seeley and Lavanda Rebelde's album War Cry.
Just
Because this is a real, I think, key issue to helping stop the path, the, you know, like the crib to the prison pipeline. Also in terms of relationships with each other, because I'm not just for black people or brown people. I'm for all people, people power. I mean, I was, like I said, talking to Jamal Joseph. But education is the key here, but we are getting miseducated. So
absolutely.
How can we change the educational system? I mean, what are some things that you do as a mom? You know, I know you send your, you know, your child to school, but what other things do you do to help educate him about the world and about, you know, I guess true knowledge, so to speak, the truth?
Wow. Well, isn't that the challenge for many parents these days? I mean, for me, you know, I keep my child very much involved in all the work that I do, the music work I do and the activist work that I do. So, you know, I try to keep him very aware of the systems that are in place and some of those obstacles that he may face and some of those that he's already facing. You know, he goes to a public school here in Albany, New York, and you know, I'm very involved in the school. I've developed a diversity committee there and really involved in trying to bring as much as I can to his school. And, you know, I think that the best thing that we can do, with, you know, as parents is sort of find that balance of protecting our children's innocence and also keeping them as aware as possible, you know, to be as truthful as possible. So it's like it's this funny line that we have to draw sometimes. And you know, I feel very proud of my son all the time. What, you know, he surprises me with his questions and with his, you know, when he sees something that is happening in his school or, you know, in his world where he, you know, he feels like there's some sort of injustice. You know, he feels like he has the language to be able to talk about it. And I think that's a key thing right there, is just giving children the language to be able to recognize what they're already experiencing that many of us might not even realize that they're experiencing.
Sometimes we don't even know that you're being oppressed. Sometimes it's so subtle, oppression. I mean, that's the sneaky way of it, is that even as a child, and that's a big issue for young black boys in the classroom, maybe not being called on, being belittled, but there are a lot of wonderful things going on between the arts and children and education. I just want to read some quick facts. This is from the Americans for the Arts website. Children who participate in the arts for at least 3 hours on 3 days of each week for at least a year, they're 4 times more likely to be recognized for academic achievement. They're 3 times more likely to be elected to class office. They're 4 times more likely to participate in math and science fair. Now, this is a connection between arts and math and science. People are like, oh, yes, you're in the arts or you're a boy or. You can be both. 3 times
absolutely
more likely to win an award for school attendance. So the arts are so important to child education. This is why you need to bring Taina's group to your organization to expose children to this wonderful music, and also she's dropping a lot of knowledge of her songs. This can help maybe, you know, spark their interest in music, because music, to be a musician, you have to be disciplined. To be an artist, you have to be disciplined. It's not just, you know, pie in the sky, I smoke some weed, and then I come up with a wonderful painting. To be a great artist, you have to be consistent. You have to be disciplined. You have to know technique. And Taina, talk to me. Back me up on this.
No, absolutely. I mean, you really hit it right on the spot. It's just, like, all about the importance of the arts, you know, creative expression. It transforms people's lives. You know, I've been a poetry workshop instructor for quite some time now, and I've had the honor to see so many people's lives transformed by simply being given the creative space to make that change, you know, to be able to express themselves and talk about their experience, their lived experiences. And I think it's critical. It's very important. And with our band, I do performances, but we also offer workshops as well. So some of our stops on the tour may also and probably will include workshops, working with young people or different communities around the country.
All right, well, people, you gotta listen to some more of her music because it's awesome. I'm gonna play this song called "Love" from War Cry, Taina Cili, y La Banda Rebelde. I want to encourage you to support our Kickstarter program that's going on to bring free concerts in the U.S. and also outside the U.S. I posted it here in the chat room, the Kickstarter link, but I'll be posting it again on Twitter, Facebook, so you can check that out. She's on Facebook. She's on Twitter. You can follow her at Taina Cili. Let me play "Love" from War Cry album. I mean, love is so important in our lives. I mean, from education to have a loving, teacher in your life, from stopping people from going to prison, but also by being a mom, you have to somehow balance the love for yourself and the love for those in your life. How do you do that? And being an artist, I mean, how do you keep that balance and keep it rejuvenating it all the time?
Well, it is a fun adventure. And for me, I haven't had
a fun adventure.
It is a fun adventure.
Okay.
There is no script for this, Joy. You know this. There's no script. There's not a lot of people out there saying, like, yes, I'm a mom and I'm a professional artist and here's how I've done it and here's how you can do it. And I've had to over the years figure it out, along the way. And I'm a very creative woman, so thank God for that. he's my inspiration. My child to come are my inspiration for the work that I do. So, it's just striking that balance. And also my partner, my children's father, is in the band with me as well. He plays guitar in the band. So it sort of makes it dually tricky because not only do we have like one parent on stage, but we have both parents on stage. But I think, mm-hmm. I have to give a big shout out to my community, particularly my family, who've over the years just helped me out tremendously with things like childcare and that kind of support is just tremendous. I think we can't ever say it enough. It takes a village, right? And it
definitely,
truly does.
Well, I give you a shout out because you helped take care of my child. She still remembers you. She, as a matter of fact, asked about your son the other day, saying, I wonder if he even remembers me. Oh, that used to be my baby. She was like a big sister almost to him. And, she blames you for eating right. She's like, oh, it's Taina, because Taina's in my head now. I shouldn't
That's
be eating
like,
this,
no.
You
see? Those seeds we plant. Those seeds we plant.
Oh, yeah.
They
just grow. She doesn't like canned vegetables. I of course, helped. I'm not like, I didn't do anything. But I just tell the audience, Taina really helped take care of my child and really kept her active and try to feed her healthy. Taina helped me. I was sick at one time. She was helping me. And so she has a lot of love in her heart to care for other people. And, she's also an activist, as we mentioned. She's been out fighting for Lamia and a lot of other issues. I mean, really out there actively. She's not, sitting just writing a letter. She's physically out there in the field on the battlefront, so to speak. So she's a multifaceted woman. She is very creative and been involved in a lot of creative ventures. Let me play another one of the songs. This is the title track from the album. This is War Cry. from the album Warcry by Taina Asili and Lavender Lavelde. Talk to me about what's going on in that song there.
That song, War Cry, was written in five languages, isiZulu, Otjivambu, Kiswahili, Spanish, and English. And that song was basically about my experiences. I don't know if you probably remember this, Joy. When I was living in Philadelphia, I lived in a community with several other people, and we were all from different places, mostly of African descent. So we had folks from Tanzania and South Africa and Namibia and, those of Jamaican descent and me of Puerto Rican descent. And it was this tremendous experience of trying to figure out how to live together and develop our ways of working together. So, we had to really figure that out and figure out how to communicate with one another. So it was
I remember.
And it wasn't always easy, but it was just like a great example of like what we need to do in this world, how we can make change in this world. So, we have to figure out a way to come together with our different languages and our different ways of knowing and understanding and being. So I don't speak Kiswahili perfectly. I don't speak isiZulu very well. I learned a few things from these women, but they inspired me to write this song and to write it in different languages as a way of kind of exemplifying that experience and the experience that I think that we need to work on and, in the world that we live in if we really want to see change happen,
Oh, definitely, definitely. I mean, I think one of the key things, let's go back to the issue of the children, because that's where they're our future, is mentorship is so important. And you talked about in your Kickstarter, Reclaim the Thunder Tour, you also are able to do workshops with children. And that's a form of mentorship, even if it's only for a couple of hours, that could definitely, spark something in them that, no matter what they're dealing with, that the music, it can be healing for them, can be a way out for them. So I would, again, encourage the listener to support Taina's Kickstarter program. If you're just tuning in, you can call 646-929-0368. And also follow her on Twitter, at Taina Asili. Check her out on Facebook. But the Kickstarter is bringing free concerts in the U.S. and in Europe to social justice organizations, but also she's doing workshops. So that's another reason to support her because, as I mentioned earlier, the possibilities of the arts and how they affect kids, improving their attendance, improving their abilities in math and science, improving their social relationships with their friends in terms of being maybe class president or a class officer. These are all things due to participation in the arts several hours a week, several days a week for throughout the year. So if you are in your community and you don't have any arts in your community, and you say, they're not going to get a job, they're not going to be able to pay their rent. They have statistics proving being involved in the arts improves your abilities in math and science, which is definitely the future of math and science. So President Obama was talking about that. So support the arts and support Taina Asili. So what do you have hopes and dreams for your upcoming little person?
Well, what are my hopes and dreams for my upcoming little person? You know, I try to take it, you know, one day at a time, you know, just trying to be in the present moment. Right now, my hope and dream is that this child comes into this world beautiful and healthy and strong. And, you know, I'm just doing everything I can. You know, I'm still performing, you know, 7.5 months pregnant. I'm still doing my thing, you know. So it's, you know, that's the moment that I'm in right now. But, you know, what do I hope for this child coming into this world is that, you know, they come into this world knowing love. And mm-hmm. I think that there is an abundance of love still in this world, despite all the injustice that we see in this world. I still think that there is an abundance of love to bring forth this new life. So that's what I got so far.
Well, take it one day at a time. You know, I mean, that's all, you know, we can do. I mean, you know, I'm a parent, and my daughter now is older. She's about to go to college, so our relationship is a little different, but she still needs love and support. And, you know, it's a funny two things you did for me. It was my birthday the other day, and she gave me some presents. And it was funny because in the past, I'd always be like, you know, I just want a happy child. And you know, as a parent, having a happy child is not always easy, you know?
No, it's not.
But it's not. It's not. But now, you know, as she's gotten older, the love, the thread, the connection we have, it's just a little different. And I see the transformation in her.
Mm.
So I'm sure that you will reach that point when Yabisi and the new one come and they, as they get older, the switch that'll happen. It'll be so slight. You'll just be like, wow, is this my child? Is this being, you know? It's amazing. I mean, I don't know.
It is amazing. I mean, I'm always amazed just watching your child grow, and I'm like, wow, I remember when she was just this little girl, and we were dancing bomba, this, like, traditional Puerto Rican, you know, dance art form together, and, you know, I remember when, you know, I taught her how to use a sewing machine for the first time.
Yes, oh, my gosh, yes.
And now she's Miss Fashion Designer. I mean, it's just unbelievable, you know, how these young people just grow into their own and are ready to, like, contribute to this world in profound ways. And I'm excited, Joy.
Well, I'm excited for this Kickstarter. I want to play another one of your songs. This is Mira Como Duelo. Am I pronouncing
mm-hmm.
that correctly? Okay.
That's right.
This is from War Cry.
Okay.
All right, we have a little technical difficulties. I'm going to play She Lives. Let's try to play that and see what we can hear. All right, we're having a little technical difficulty. Please bear with me. Sorry, people. As you know, technology can be your friend, but sometimes it acts a little kooky. All right, I think we got it now.
Under the trillion watt blink of a sleepless city, she could make out the silhouettes of constellations. Trace them behind her teeth with her tongue, like how you spell a song with just your body. Give me a reason for living. Her own echo came back a love song that lullabied her into awakening, into her place in constellations that hold up heaven and inspire girls like her to dance. Despite and because of the lovelessness that built the buildings that try to scrape away at sunrise, she was alive. Like every river we dam, every tree we cut, like every land we mine, every buffalo we kill, like every fruit we poison, every forest we pave, like every mountain we carve, like every breath we take.
Well, that's She Lives from War Cry. I'm going to be giving away a copy of Taina Seeley's album War Cry, so follow at Joy Keys and become a fan on Facebook. Follow Taina at Taina Seeley on Twitter. Also, check her out on Facebook. And I'll be posting a link on Twitter and Facebook for her Kickstarter. Support the arts, support the arts, support the arts. Thank you so much, Taina, for coming on this morning.
Thank you so much, Joy. It's been a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. And I wish you so much luck with the Kickstarter. I will definitely try to continue to promote that on my social media for you, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, you have a great Saturday.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. You can check out at Taina Seely on Twitter. Also, check her out on Facebook. Check out her website, www.tainaseely.com, and follow me at Joy Keys to win a copy of her CD. But stay tuned. I'll be speaking with an 86-year-old cancer survivor. She's had three different types of cancer, and she's going to be on about changing your mindset. So stay tuned for that. Thank you so much for supporting the show. Have a wonderful Saturday.